think this camera's probably a little dirty on the lens. Okay, Houston, we'll park. No, oh, lens is okay. When you uncover one of those lens brushes, I want to use it on my visor. Oh, boy. It just takes a little getting used to the 1/6G, Jack. I'm going to put this camera over here right now because it's pretty dirty to put back in that bag. Okay. Get to work.
Now, Roger, we copy that, guys. You're about 6 or 7 minutes away right now.
What? Okay, we'll catch up. I haven't quite learned how to pick up rocks with my hands yet, Bob, or I would have had you a sample. That's why I fell down. My day will come. Oh, it's an old blue traverse perimeter. Okay, on the plains, the Torres Litoral. What a valley. I'd like to come down here through here with a T-38 sometime. That'll be the day. Yeah, it will. Florida. You never know. Friend of mine. Install a crew lock post, I'll get that. Okay. That's the next big hooker, the La Crew. Okay, Jew pilot, off the limb.
Copy that.
You know, you just gotta take it easy until you learn to work in 1/6G. Well, I haven't learned to pick up rocks, which is a very embarrassing thing for a geologist. Yeah, I look like an elephant stumbling around here. Careful with the LaCrew. Oh, one dust cover came off. Careful with this baby. It's a real one. Well, you should move that rover around when you do that. Geopolis locked on.
Copy that.
He's pretty good at throwing things. Already. Okay. It's warm out here, you know. burning glad I got cool. Okay, the TCU is locked in. Houston, I've seen an awful lot of rocks. I work here that look just like the those piercing gabbros that I mentioned. The piercing iridescent in the bright sun. The grain size is about all between maybe the mean is 2 millimeters. With max maybe up at 3 or 4. And it looks like predominantly a piercing plagioclase rock, final piercing, but I haven't looked at it real closely.
Cernan mounting the television on the rover now.
Okay, Jack, I'll set the rake on the on the seat. I just haven't learned I'm getting more finesse now. I think you can overwork yourself instead of making use of the 1/6 gravity.
Yeah.
It's going to take a whole EVA to get familiar.
Well, I hope it doesn't.
I find I'm using my arms almost as much as I ever did. I remember the last time I was on the moon. About 2 hours ago. Okay. Guess what? The old hammer goes to the deep top.
Schmidt is loading tools onto the rover.
That old hammer, what more did you want? Okay, Bob, I'm getting a low gain out now.
Okay, copying that.
I just couldn't feel it rubber when I pressed the breakers in. I could see life in it, but
hey, you let me down, sport. You let me down. There's a chance you didn't pull.
Okay, I'll let you get that. Keep you honest. Not only keep you honest. There. The rake is on the
Extension handle.
Roger, 17.
19. My kingdom for a scoop. The scoop is on the extension handle. Different extension handles, of course. Right, Bob, were you calling?
Roger, and your exuberance is showing up on the BTUs. You're running a little high on those.
Okay. Exuberance? I've never been calmer in my life. Beat. Okay. We'll take it easy, Bob. I think it's a great deal of fun to just get accustomed to handling yourself in zero gravity. The only vice on the moon.
Right. I thought you were at 160.
Well, you know where we are. Whatever. Okay. Oh, sample bag. Sample containment bag. Sample collection bag or whatever. Going. There. What is this thing? Barely see the scissors.
ought to get those.
Yeah, but
will we go out?
I'm not sure.
Okay, don't. We'll get them when we get the tongs back.
Yeah, there's some tongs are over, and I'll come over and get them in a minute.
Roger, Challenger, and we have refrained from mentioning that.
Right.
Yeah, tell him, I hope he's enjoying our scissors. Okay, Bob, the TV is connected to the TCU electrically. The sunshade is on. I got to deploy the high gain. Okay. Now, so let's see how smart you are. That was a pretty good attitude you parked at. Okay. Back is the high gain away from my antenna, can you see?
Let me turn around.
Oops.
Yes, you're clear.
Okay, it's locked. Now let me see if I can find beautiful big dot up there. Now, I know what I'm going to have to do. I'm going to have to get the... I got it right there. Might be able to peep that, but I got that.
You hit it, huh?
Put my hand over so I can see it.
Hey, that's an interesting problem. Your seat won't stay up.
How about that piece of Velcro there?
That's just what I'm working on here. There. Great minds think alike. Okay, that goes in there.
Which old way to reach it, I got it.
I think it says put mag Bravo.
Oh, the Earth is in a circle. Okay, check with crew. Deploy the crew with the antenna. Okay.
Deploy the crew
with the antenna. Mic is open 100%. Come on, baby, open. There it goes. Oh, are those mirrors nice? I hope they stay that way for a while. They won't. Now, John and Charlie know exactly what we're talking about. Mark my words. Okay, I'm going to close the circuit breaker, Bob. Okay, circuit breaker is closed.
Copy that.
Power switch is internal. Power switch is internal. Okay, let me give you some numbers. AGC is about 3.4. F is about 1.8. And power is about 2.1. Okay, power to external.
We got those, Chino.
Okay, power is external. Boat switch is going to 2 FMTV. Okay, man, as you peek out at signal strength of 4.0, I can't see right now, but I think I've still got you right in the center. Okay, power switch on to TCU. Okay. It's on the TCU. Okay. AGC and power. Yes, sir, Bob. I'm verifying it. 4-0. That's a good Navy term. 4-0 on the AGC.
Copy that.
And the TV's all you.
We've got a picture coming in.
Right there, Gino.
I hope. Okay, I'll give you a power reading external if you want. I'll give you a. Cap is still about 1.7. And power is about 1.8.